It's good to see you here at Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. Very familiar verses of Scripture, I'm sure, to all of us. We read in this passage, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." It's interesting that in this particular section of Isaiah, Israel, the prediction is given in the previous chapter that it's going to be overrun, the northern kingdom, by the Assyrians, and then later on the southern kingdom would be overrun by the Babylonians. And it seemed as if Israel would come to a conclusion. And Isaiah takes the opportunity through the Holy Spirit's inspiration to share with the people of Israel what their hope was really found in. Their hope would not be found in more government. Their hope would not be found in somehow being rescued by another nation, but rather their hope was found in the person of Jesus Christ. That's the child, that's the son that's mentioned here. And in verse 6, we see who he is. He is the one that's going to bear the government on his shoulder. He is going to be the king. He is going to be the ruler. And he is wonderful. He is the counselor. That is the one who is able to solve all the problems. You know, this world is looking for a leader, are they not? Someone that can solve the economic problems, someone that can span the international differences and be able to draw everybody together so that we can have peace on earth, goodwill toward men. But they won't find him in the Antichrist. It's only found in the person of Jesus Christ. He is the Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and then the final one, the Prince of Peace, the one who will bring peace to this war-torn world. "And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end." I don't know about you this morning, but I'm looking forward to that. There'll be no end to the government of Jesus Christ. We live in a day of confusion. We live in a day of difficulty because we watch around us and we see all those in power struggling with how to rule. You know why they're struggling? Because they left God a long time ago. Our nation has left God out of its business, has ruled him out of being in any way, shape, or form, his word or his commandments being in the public arena. They have nothing to do with Jesus Christ. And so Jesus Christ, God, has withdrawn his power. He has withdrawn his wisdom. He has withdrawn his ability for people to discern. He's withdrawn that and he's left men to themselves. And this is what we get. We get a mess. But Jesus Christ one day will come the second time. And he is going to rule and to reign with power and with justice and with judgment. And the right will prevail and the wrong will fail, as we sing in that Christmas carol. And what a glorious day will be. But there can be no second coming without the first coming, when he came to earth to bear our sin in his body on the tree. If you're here without Jesus Christ or listening by way of radio or internet, you need to come to Jesus Christ. There is no other. There's not someone else that's going to come. There's not some church that's going to be able to fill that role. No, it's Jesus Christ alone. I pray that today, that he might be the center of our hearts and our prayers today.